Bob Conrad, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
What are some of the issues that Reno City Council is having trouble with and hoping to address with waste management?
Two key issues that were brought up in the recent past are the construction of a recycling center that was meant to be built as part of the franchise agreement with the city on behalf of waste management. The other issue is how much waste management is charging some of its customers, and a potential competitor saying that they're being undercut by waste management, which is a violation of the agreement with the city.
And that competitor is Nevada Recycling and Salvage, which has filed a lawsuit. Tell me more about that.
Sure. So a lawsuit was filed earlier this year, and there were seven claims against waste management. A local judge ruled against six of those claims, but one of those claims is proceeding into litigation, and that is for unfair trade practices.
And what does that entail? What is waste management doing that is perceived to be unfair?
Right. So waste management is being criticized for essentially undercharging for some services. And the reason why some people are concerned about that is because if they're undercharging, it means a potential competitor is not able to fairly compete in the marketplace against waste management because they would have to charge a higher rate than what waste management is charging. The city council is also concerned about that because the city council collects a franchise fee based on what waste management is charging. And if they're charging less than what they're meant to be charging in the franchise agreement, then that means the city's not collecting the true amount that they should be.
And you've talked with Sarah Polito, a spokeswoman for waste management, about this. Why are they charging cheaper rates?
She did say that waste management had some instances of that, and she said it was not intentional. She did say that they have made the corrections. They're going to be doing audits. They have been doing audits. And I did pose the question to her, was waste management then going to credit the city on fees that might be owed as a result of undercharging? And she said she would be checking with her staff, but yes, they would be looking into that.
And along with those rates, there's also been contention about the construction of the proposed eco center, which the company agreed to build. It'll help collect more recyclables. Why is the city unhappy with that project?
So the agreement with the city signed in 2012 said that basically waste management would try to construct this eco center, either start building on it or have it built within 28 months of the agreement being signed. It's, you know, depending on how you interpret their language. The city's alleging that the eco center, not enough movement or progress has been made on it. And we did catch up with Councilman Paul McKenzie, and here's what he had to say about that.
They haven't started the construction on it. They're supposed to start construction March of 2015 at the latest, which they haven't done. And so I think they're in violation of the franchise agreement. We also see that they're pricing outside the requirements of the franchise agreement, which is costing the city of Reno franchise fees, which ultimately is costing the taxpayers money and the ability to get the services that they need from the city.
That was Council Member Paul McKenzie. You caught up with him in a bustling hallway outside of the last council meeting, and it really doesn't sound like he has a lot of faith in the company.
That's correct. And I also spoke with Sarah Polito from Waste Management on this issue, and she said they have been making progress on the project, and here's what she had to say about it.
We are confident that we have followed the contract. Because we have such a limited footprint, in order to build the Eco Center, we're having to build a new building for our drivers and operational staff. Once that's completed this month, we will be tearing down their current building and then building the Eco Center.
Despite what we heard Sarah just say, the council and the mayor are basically getting impatient with this situation. And essentially what's going to happen at the next city council meeting, they have directed the city manager to come up with a contract to have outside legal counsel review the contract with waste management. I think it's fair to say that they're frustrated with what they perceive to be a lack of progress.
Bob Conrad, publisher and editor for This Is Reno, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much.